is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Faith without works is dead. Okay, so God sent the Holy Spirit to arrest the darkness. And as he spoke, the Holy Spirit, he said, let there be light, and light was. Let this clear up, and that cleared up. Let there be a sun and a moon, and that cleared up. All these things were restored because the Holy Spirit came to arrest darkness. Do you know the Holy Spirit is here today? He's inside of you. Come on, tell somebody he's inside of you. And he's here to arrest darkness. Somebody say, darkness, you're under arrest. You're not going to prevail over me. You're not going to reign over me. You'll have no dominion in my life. Sin is not going to have dominion in your life. Amen. Sickness is not going to rule your life. Amen. Lack is not going to be a part of your life. Amen. You're not going to be limited, amen, by darkness. We are children of light. And as long as we walk in the light, we have fellowship with him. You see, when God restored all of this and the Holy Spirit brought, or he arrested the darkness, now Lucifer's place was no longer in the earth realm. He had to go into the second heaven because the Holy Spirit arrested it. You know, darkness cannot comprehend light. Whenever there's light, there's no darkness. Guess what? Darkness hides under these chairs. See, the light is on. Look under your chair. You see a little shadow. See, darkness is hiding. Wherever light is, darkness hides. You can't turn on the darkness. But the moment you turn on the light, darkness flees. Think about it a moment. The moment you turn on a light, darkness flees. It doesn't hang around. The moment light turns off, darkness is gone. Turn the lights out, darkness. No light, darkness. That's why you can't put your light under a bushel. You got to let it shine. Wherever you go, be a bold witness. Amen. Testify. Share of the goodness of the Lord with your words. And displace the darkness. Okay, so the Holy Spirit arrested the darkness. Now, God said, then he said, let us make the man in our image and after our likeness. And let them have dominion in the earth. Now, again, I'm just skimming over this for the sake of time. I want to just get you an overview of this whole thing. Because, again, when we dissect, you're going to see an awful lot more. I can't get into it all. We can get stuck on one of these points and stay there for a long time. But when God spoke these things and when he created man, first of all, he created the angels out of nothing. In other words, there was no material that he created them out of. He spoke them into being. When he created man, he spoke to the earth. See, this was God beginning his divine takeover. He was taking the earth back. How many know the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof? And the meek shall inherit the earth. That's our inheritance. Everybody wants to go to heaven right away. Well, let me tell you, when you go to heaven, if you go to heaven right now, you have no authority. You have no authority there. You have authority down here. And you know the reason why we have authority here, and the enemy does not have authority? Because he was created out of nothing. We were brought out of the earth. Our bodies give us authority in the earth. That's why God gave you a body, to have authority in the earth, to give humans authority in the earth realm. So when we walk in authority like that, our words carry weight. When you walk in submission to God's will and purpose and plan for your life, I like to say it this way. Let me say it again. If a flying saucer lands in your backyard or your front yard, on top of your house, and some little big-headed creatures get out, and they're walking around your house, or, you know, like they're trying to do something, just go outside and say, yo, you with the big head. What you doing here? Show me your birth certificate. Show me your passport. Show me what legal right you have here. He can't show you anything because fallen angels are here illegally. They are perpetrators. They are criminal. Amen. They are here illegal. Amen. Do you understand? You have all of heaven backing you as far as your right here in the earth, as far as your prosperity here in the earth, as far as your health and soundness here in the earth, you and your family. You have all of heaven backing you because God gave man dominion in the earth, not the devil. He took it from him. Now, when Adam was created, think about this a moment. When Adam, being the first man, when he was created, he wasn't created a baby. Amen. You know, where you had to feed him and, you know, you nurture him and you teach him. And then, no, he's created a grown man. Amen. A grown man created, but he was created out of the earth. He wasn't created out of nothing. So it gave him, and God spoke to him before he was created, before he created his body, and said, let the man be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Amen. And what is it? Be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, and have dominion in the earth. Come on, tell somebody, that's your DNA. Come on, that is who you are. In spite of what somebody have told you, or in spite of what your experience has been, our experience is not our God. All of us have had bad experiences, good experiences, but at the end of the day, the Word of God has to be our source, our point of reference. What God says is true, let everything else be a lie. Tell somebody, your DNA is to have dominion. I don't care if you're sweeping floors, amen, in a factory. You take dominion over those floors, over those brooms, and amen, when people walk through there, they'll say, whoa, this place is mighty clean. Hello? Something special about this place here. Why? Because you were there. You took dominion. You're manifesting a kingdom. Now, when he created the man, he was empty. Somebody say empty. Empty. Adam had nothing in him. So, we see where God would come down in the cool of the day and talk with Adam. They weren't talking like we talk, or like some of us talk. First of all, they had nobody to talk about. I thought I'd throw that little jab in there. But see what was God doing? See, words are carriers of faith. So the man had nothing in him to start with. So God would come and he'd walk with Adam. Come up here, Brother Don, for just a moment, Elder. Just walk slowly that way, real slow. God would come down in the cool of the day, and him and Adam would just talk. And while God was talking, see, he says, my word is spirit and is life. So what he's doing, he's putting his word in Adam. He's putting his word and his spirit in Adam. Adam is understanding the God kind. Adam is understanding how he is made. Adam is understanding that he's like God. And so God is talking to him. Every day God comes and speaks to him and puts something in him. Adam, I want you to know, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Adam, I want you to know that I've given you dominion in the earth. You are the head, not the tail, Adam. You have to understand something, because, see, Lucifer had already fallen, and in the atmosphere out there was evil. Demons were lurking, looking for an entrance, plotting and scheming. So God would come to him every day and say, what I'm putting in you, Adam, is going to keep you. At some point in time, your helpmate will come forth. But she'll come from within you. She'll be part of you, bone of your bones, flesh of your flesh. So every day he would talk to him. And he was putting words in him. He was putting nature into Adam. Tell somebody, be careful what you listen to. Tell the person on the other side, tell them, be careful what you're listening to. Because words carry nature. They carry a nature. So that's what God was doing with the first man. Putting his word in him, speaking, or carriers of faith. He put so much word into Adam that Adam came to the point where he could name all the animals, not of his own accord, but as God would have him to. He was saying what God would have him to be, and he could read and determine their nature by the words he spoke to him, because the man had dominion. How big the animal was, it did what Adam said do, because he understood he governed by words. And the Holy Spirit was there.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 26 of Mega Grace, Fully Persuaded. A lot of times the turmoil is in you. Know that Jesus loves you. Your faith lies in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. You were already raised up and seated in the heavenly realm. We become bogged down with our belief system. You must cast down the religious spirits. Our emotions are created by where we place our focus. The intellect cannot focus on anything too long. Do not allow yourself to be anxious about anything. Let your request be known to God.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.